Но как бы си погледли мач, како начертоват ствари за мешалника, зато как мешалник ле ни тисти градник, ки би си га човек желел, не? Има тут нека своя омеитве, не? И че имам јас колко толку тук е добър локален осцилатор, не? ПЛО1, не? Ще смерам останам с неким шумом тук. И мешалник има шумно število неке у великостни разреду 7 до 10, могуче 12 децибелов. So, a mixer includes active main protection devices, but these devices are not operated at their optimum point as amplifiers. They have to be used as variable resistors to get the non-linear terms out. And this is the reason why the noise figure in the mixer is usually somewhere 7 to 12 dB. So what we usually put in front of the mixer, we still need some RF amplification here to overcome both the loss of the filter and the noise figure of the mixer. Običajno tako iz antene prepirjamo stvari preko ojačevalnika, zato da pokrijemo šumno število mešalnika. Šumno število mešalnika ni najnižje, zato ker v njemu tranzistori ne delujejo kot ojačevalniki, delujejo kot spremenljivi upori. Ali pa tudi diode so spremenljivi upori, se pravi, imamo izgube tukaj noter. Ne? In na to imamo zdaj lahko tukaj medfrekvenčno sito. Ne? So, an IF filter may follow. We may have IF gain. On the first IF frequency. We may have yet another mixing to a second IF frequency. Lahko imamo še eno mešanje na še eno med frekvenco. Recimo tukaj imamo lokalni oscilator F, lokalni oscilator 2, ne? In gremo še na zadnjo med frekvenco. We may have more than one mixing in the receiver. Before getting enough signal to be demodulated or processed in another way. Na primer, naredimo sprejemnik, recimo tukaj z frekvenco 155 MHz, ne? Z pasovno širino kanala, če je tu ozkopasoven govorni kanal, recimo za pomorske komunikacije, recimo samo 15 kHz. For instance, we are building a receiver for maritime communication, small boats, 155 MHz, 15 kHz bandwidth. Tukaj sprejemamo lahko ojačanje, recimo 15 dB. We put 15 dB of RF gain to overcome the noise figure of the mixer and the insertion loss of the first filter. The first IF 10.7 MHz. The 10.7 MHz u prva med frekvenca, ne? Ker ramo zdaj lokalni oscilator FLO1 je zdaj 165.7 MHz, ne? So usually we put the local oscillator on the upper part of the above the RF frequency. It's usually easier to filter the image rather than low, below the frequency. Drugi lokalni oscilator, drugo med frekvenco bomo imeli 455 kHz, so another standard value for the IF is 455 kHz. With the local oscillator here working at, local oscillator second, 10.245 MHz. This time the local oscillator is below the input frequency. In tukaj lahko imamo zdaj končno, vidite, če rečemo tukaj, da je hertz frekvence deljeno z pasovno širino je 455 deljeno z 15 je približno 30. Ne? So the loaded cube can be made on the second intermediate frequency, not on the first one. On the first one, here the required bandwidth is still too low, but on the second intermediate frequency we can make. Temu rečemo lahko sprejemnik za dvojnim mešanjem. So a receiver with double mixer. With two intermediate frequencies. There may be more. There may be two conversions, two intermediate frequencies, three conversions, three intermediate frequencies if you want to do more. But usually two is enough for the purpose we need. Of course we have no feedback at all because 455 kHz is not going to be picked up by one 455 MHz antenna. Tukaj ni nevarnosti, da bi ta izhod končal nazaj na vhod sprejemnika. Ampak načrtovanje za mešanje, vedno imamo lahko več kot eno mešanje. Jasno, pri vseh mešanjih moramo previdno izbirati frekvence, zato da se izognemo zrcalnim frekvencem, da se izognemo tudi odzivom harmonikov lokalnega oscilatorja. So, talking about receiver design, we may have any number of mixer stages we want. Now, the issue is how many mixer stages do make sense. In this case, we have two mixers. Two down conversions, each time we go about to intermediate frequency, more than 10 times less than the input frequency. Making so many conversions, we have to keep care about our local oscillators, because we have image responses, and we have to reject the first image response here. We have to reject the second image response here, because this mixing may also have an image here, so we have to reject this image here. Tudi tukaj, tudi drugo mešanje ima svojo zrcalno frekvenco, in zato služijo ta sita, da preprečijo zrcalno na drugo mešanje. Moramo paziti tudi, zato ker pride tudi do mešanja z harmoniki lokalnih oscilatorjev. Se pravi, mešalniki so hudo nelinarna vezja in tvorijo harmonike lokalnih oscilatorjev. So, we have to be careful that we may also have mixing with harmonics of the local oscilator. So we have to calculate things that also those mixing products may cause problems. And of course, we yet have to prevent something that we don't want. We don't want radiation here. And also here. Naša dva lokalna oscilatorja sta v resnici dva majhna oddajnika. So our two local oscillators are two small transmitters, and we have to avoid that this signal goes to the antenna. Yes, we do have crosstalk in the mixer. Imamo presluh v mešalniku. Se pravi, zaščita je v glavnem tukaj. The protection is mainly our RF amplifier, because the RF amplifier is a unidirectional amplifier. It only amplifies this direction. It should not amplify in this direction.
Visokofrekvenčni očevalnik nam hkrati ščiti, da ta lokalni oscilator, dobro kolikor ga ni sito zatušilo tukaj, da ne bo končal v anteno in se ne bo izsebil iz antene ven. Ne? Dostikrat v sprejemnikih je naloga te stopnje še dosti bolj pomembna, kot pa da izboljša šumno število, je naloga te stopnje zato, da vi ne seveste lokalnega oscilatorja. Ne? To je tudi tisti preprosti sprejemniček, ki ste ga delali na vajah. Tisti sprejemnik, ki ima eno visokofrekvenčno narečevalno stopno, ne da bi pokril šum mešalnika, se toliko obsluhljivosti ne rabimo, pač pa skušamo predvsem preprečiti sevanje lokalnega oscilatorja. So this is also the purpose of the RF amplifier stages in the little receiver you were building in the lab. The little receiver, the noise figure of the mixer is not that bad. Could be okay for FM reception. But we don't want to radiate the local oscillator. And to avoid radiating the local oscillator, we add an amplifier stages here. That's a unidirectional amplifier. It only amplifies from the antenna to the mixer, not in the other way around. And in this way, we avoid making a transmitter out of our radio receiver. We still have to check with all the radios we have built. We still have to check all the radios in the lab. Vse sprejemnike, ki smo jih naredili, jih moramo preskusiti v laboratoriju. Še posebno, če pravilno deluje ta ojačevalnik, ker tisti radio toliko občutljiv, tudi brez ojačevalnika dela. Tako da tu moramo enkrat se moramo dobiti v laboratorijum preskusiti se stvari. So we have to meet in the lab once again and check all the receivers and check that this amplifier really works because the receiver is so sensitive it works even without the amplifier. So we have to check that everything's okay. We have to meet in the lab. Maybe next week, I don't know. I don't know when you have time. So to finish these receivers. Enkrat se moramo dobiti, da dokončamo te sprejemnike. Ne? No, zdaj, tako kar je narisano na tabli, to je vse izvedljivo in vse se da narediti, ne? Samo tukaj jaz ne smem nekaj vprašati, ne? Ne smem vprašati študente, da morate delati tuljave, ker pa je ta katastrofa. So, everything can be done, as you wrote it on the board here. There is just a little problem with you students. You get very upset when I ask you to wind some coils. You don't like to do that. And now the question is, well, probably we cannot get along with no coils at all. But maybe we can just try to reduce the number of coils, the number of filters, the number of frequency selective devices. Se pravi, gledamo verjetno čisto ljavo, se čisto ne bo dalo iz ogen. Kar pa lahko poskušamo narediti, je to, da bi preprečili, da bi znižali število sit tukaj, ne? Tukaj imamo precejšnje število sit. We have many filters. How to reduce the number of filters? How to reduce the amount of tuning? Also for cost reason. Tuning costs money. Kaj lahko tukaj zdaj naredimo, ne? No, in ena zamisel je, a bi se dalo zrcalno frekvenco pobiti kar v samem mešalniku. So, the first idea is it possible to kill the image response of a mixer? The answer is, it is not possible to kill the image response in just a single mixer, but it's possible to attenuate the image response if I have two mixers. Če imam dva mešalnika, se da zadušiti, predvsej zadušiti, in sicer RF signal, ga jaz pripeljem na oba mešalnika. I bring the RF signal to both mixer. But the local oscillator, I feed it to one mixer through a 90 degree phase shift. While I feed the other mixer directly, to drug mešalnik, pa ravnost. In zdaj, z izhodi teh mešalnikov, tukaj na izhodu, dodam še enkrat 90 stopinski fazni zasuk in stvari zdaj se štejemo. And I sum the output, I add an additional phase shift and I add the output of the two mixers. Če imam tukaj frekvenco RF,
tukaj frekvenco LO. Sedaj na ta način narediti, dobim tukaj samo FRF in FLO. So, arranging signals correctly, I can only get the sum of the two frequencies. While the difference has a sum. Oziroma, bel točno veliko se odšteje. Here in this addition, this actually subtracts out. So the difference frequency response can be subtracted in such circuit. Temu se reče tudi mešalnik z dušenjem zrcalnega odziva. Pogrešku image rejection. Jasno, takšen mešalnik zdaj stane denar, ne? Je treba narediti dva popolnoma enaka mešalnika, je treba narediti zelo natančna objezija za 90 stopinjski fazni zasuk. Kar za eno frekvenco mogoče preprosto, za en frekvenčen pas je nekaj preprosto. So, this thing actually does not come from for free, the image rejection mixer. The image rejection mixer means that we have to have two identical mixers, not just one, two identical. We have to have this 90 degrees network that may be simple for just one frequency, but become very tricky when we want to make them broadband. In še nekaj, zahteva se zelo točno uravnotežen. Zahtevamo točnost vizija, se pravi za uravnotežnje. So, we need that the circuits be identical. Kjer bom en odstotek amplitude, so 1% amplitude difference, or 1 degree phase. Will both cost about minus 40 dB image. Mi moramo imeti približno na 1% točno lahko nastavimo amplitudo, na eno stopinjo lahko nastavimo fazo in ena, en procent amplitude, ena stopinja faze uravnoteženja pomeni približno minus 40 decibelov slabljenja te neželjene zrcalne frekvence. Jasno, če nam ostopa več, je tukaj 10%, je tukaj minus 20 decibelov. So, if I have 10% or 10 degrees, this is just minus 20 dB of image rejection. Not much bigger. So, image rejection here really costs money and costs precision. Tukaj stane, se pravi, dušenje zrcalne frekvence. Smo se izognili situ, ne? Ampak stane nas zelo natančna vizija, zelo veliko točnost izdelave tukaj. Ja.
A pa lahko saj signal, če je že signal v kvadraturi, potem dobimo ven ipak UV iz tega
mikro. Lahko upeljamo ipak UV, tukaj pa naprej obdelujemo. Ne? Ampak zmerno bo treba to točnost narediti tudi v digitalijah, če bo treba, bo treba vse napake v digitalijah popraviti. Ne? So we could do part of this processing, this 90 degree phase shift summation, in digital signal processing. We could, can make an adaptive circuit in digital signal processing to adjust the amplitude and phase precisely. This may be a simplification, but still we have to do it. There's no way we could avoid it. Zdaj, jasno se človek vpraša, a obstaja kakšen trik, da pridemo mi z razmeroma ceneni gradniki, recimo 10% tukaj, ne? Da zgradimo en sprejemnik brez kompliciranih sestavnih delov, ker to je zelo drago, 1%, ena stopinja faza, to je draga stvar. Ne? A upamo mi, kako drugače te stvari narediti. Ne? No in ena takšna rešitev je naslednja. So, the solution, how to? The image eject mixer is not a particularly good solution because we need high accuracy components for 40 dB image rejections. There is yet a trick how to make receivers. Obstaja trik, kako se da narediti sprejemnik. S tem, da nimamo kdo ve kako točnih gradnikov, ampak poskušamo stvari obdelati. No, in zamisel je naslednje. Če imam tukaj zdaj jaz anteno, ne? Pomožno se čim manj sit, skušamo se, en naš cilj je bilo, da se izognemo sitom, ne? Nadimo zdaj kvadraturni mešalnik. We started a quadrature mixer that may be not very accurate, so the components we're using here are not very accurate, not very well matched. Nagradniki niso dobro točni in imam tukaj lokalni oscilator. In tukaj za 90 stopinj ja pridem. Ne? In poskušam nastaviti moj lokalni oscilator na sredino uporabljenega spektra. Se pravi, če bo tu moj spektr tukaj, visokofrekvenčne strani, ne? Omega. Recimo, tu je bil moj spektr mojega koristnega signala. Poskušam postaviti moj lokalni oscilator nekje tukaj. No, tisto, kar mi zdaj ostane po obeh mešanjih, nekaj, kar lahko jaz peljem skozi nizko prepustna sita. So, the result of the mixing can be put through low-pass filters, and low-pass filters may be RC filters, so your students need not wind coils here, so you are on the safe side right now. Tudi študentem ne bo treba navivati tuljav, ker tukaj rabimo lahko RC nizko prepustna sita. Ne? Stvari ojačamo. You put all the gain you want. In zdaj šele naredimo demodulacijo tega našega signala. So, now comes the real demodulation of our signal. Da dobimo nazaj ven osnovni pas.
kjer je ta frekvenca L od 2, ta odmik, ne, če je tukaj recimo naš nevidezni nosilc, ne.
So if our original carrier was supposed to be here, this is now LO2.
In, dobro, tu stvar bi lahko šteli, lahko bi lahko pa tukaj se šteje.
In berem naprej po krvni izhod.
Se pravi, tu je sam naš demodulator. So our demodulator, shifting, providing the final frequency offset, is this thing here. In ta stvar tukaj je pa naša ničelna medfrekvenca. This here is our zero IF. Having two channels, having in-phase and quadrature channels, I can shift the intermediate frequency all the way down to zero. These signals look like baseband, but they are not baseband. Baseband is here. They still need to be demodulated. Now, in takšen sprijemnik je prvič predlagal Weaver.
Tisoč 1956 za SSB govor sprejel.
So, such a receiver was first proposed 1956 by a guy called Weaver to receive single sideband voice. Before, single sideband receivers were very, very complicated. He could do this with no complex filtering. Kje je danes rešitev? Danes ničelna medfrekvenca je praktično vse vaše elektronske igrače od pred 20 let nazaj. 20 let nazaj je to prišlo v telefone, v VPI-je in v podobne naprave je danes vse medfrekvenca. Whatever cheap electronics you have from 20 years ago up to now, so your mobile phones, your Wi-Fi radios, they are all zero IF.
Zdaj. A se tudi
GSM-o
začeli
uporabljati? Ja, že pri GSM-u. Prvi GSM-i so bili še z mešanjem, potem so pa prišli GSM-i za ničelno medfrekvenco približno 20 let nazaj. Tik pred prelomom, so sletja, tem od 95 do 2000, tam se, te je prišlo tudi telefon, ta stvar. So the zero AF started being using from 1995 onwards in phones. The first GSM phone were still phones, were still receivers with double down conversion with two intermediate frequencies, and then manufacturers switched to zero IF. Why? Because the whole zero IF can be integrated on a single chip. Vse to lahko zintegrirate na en chip brez karkoli vmes. Ni treba nobenih dodatnih SID. Niso pa lasnosti tako dobre, da smo se nejasni, kakor sprejemnik za SID. So, they still do sacrifice some of the receiver performance, especially high signal handling, high level signal. So, interference handling. Se pravi, niso vse lasnosti, ničelne frekvence tako dobre, ima tudi svoje slabe lasnosti, predvsem kar se tiče odpornosti na zelo močne signale izven vesolja. Tukaj ničelna frekvenca ni tako dobra, kot kar navadno sprejemnik, ampak pri telefonih je glavna stvar cena. So, a zero IF receiver is not as resistant to high level interference as a conventional super heterodyne receiver. It's not as good. But the important issue is price.
if something can be made for less money, then it's the thing going to be used for phones. Even if your phone is not the best thing, it can be done. But this is actually being used in phones. To je tisto, kar se danes uporablja v telefonu. No, če gremo čisto na digitalen prenos, kako zdaj izgleda tak prenos z ničelno medfrekvenco. So, how does a radio link, a digital radio link with zero IF design, does it look like? The transmitter is quite straightforward. Oddajnik je zelo preprost. Imam pač DA pretvornika, tisto, kar pride iz digitali. I have the digital I and Q being transformed to analog domain by D2A converters and modulated onto a carrier. Here is my carrier frequency that goes directly to one to the I mixer and with 90 degrees phase shift to the Q mixer. I and Q are summed together. And amplified and sent to the antenna. Power amplifier. So the transmitter is also something very similar. We also use multipliers, here used as modulators. Tukaj tudi uporabljamo množilnike, ampak jih imenujemo modulatorji tukaj. Drugo ime, ampak za isto funkcijo, ne? Se pravi, isto video. So we use the same circuit of analog multipliers, but used as modulators in the transmitter. In the receiving end. We have antenna, we have low noise amplifier, and we have again the two mixers. Spet imamo dva mešalnika. Ampak z mešalniki gremo na ničelno medfrekvenco. Se pravi, če imam tukaj lokalni oscilator, krmili neposredno en mešalnik, 90 stopinj drug mešalnik. Ne? Imamo nizko prepustna sita. Imamo ojačevalnike. Ampak tu je zaenkrat ničelna medfrekvenca, tu še ni demodulirano. I črtica bi lahko rekel tukaj Q črtica. I and Q prime. Yes, there are two quadrature signals, but they do not correspond yet to our transmitter. Kar moramo zdaj narediti, moramo narediti dvakrat takšno vezje. So now we have to make this circuit twice here. In other words, we have to make a phasor rotation. Se pravi, vrtenje kazalca. Da pridemo spet z našimi I in Q ven, ne? I in Q, ki se jih zdaj lahko prevoščimo, no, lahko to naredimo v digitalnem svetu že prej, lahko spravimo spet nazaj v številsko obliko, ne? Ampak zelo pomembna stvar je, tukaj moram to vrtenje kazalcu, vrteti s frekvenco, ki je enako razliki frekvenc, se pravi, frekvenca oddajnika. So if this is the frequency of the transmitter and this is the frequency of the receiver, I should here fit the difference. Frequency of transmitter minus frequency of the receiver. From some kind of an oscillator, And this oscillator should help your carrier recovery. Regenerazia taka, regenerazia nosilca. Ki more izkoriščati neko redundanco, tukaj so this carrier recovery should use some redundancy in our signal to derive the difference of the carrier. And this is actually the circuit of a Wi-Fi or an LTE phone or whatever you can imagine today. To je tisto osnovno virje, se pravi LTE telefona ali pa GSM telefona ali pa Wi-Fi-ja ali kar koli je, tu srečo ste, ne? Običajno ne gremo popravljati frekvence tukaj potimo še takšen pokrepeč, pa čisto obdelavi šele tam zavrtimo kazalce za razliko obeh frekvenc. So we usually don't try to synchronize this local oscillator here. We leave it running very close to the transmitter frequency, but not exactly the transmitter frequency. And then we try to correct the phase of rotation in a state in the signal processing. This may be analog, maybe completely digital, but this is how things are being done today now in our electronic toys. Toliko bi jaz rekel o načrtovanju sprejemnikov, za kaj več bi morali kakšen bolj kompliciran sprejemnik tudi narediti. En tak sprejemnik ste imeli na vajah, kjer ste poskušali dobiti pokostnost na frekvenco. You had such an experiment in the lab, so you had exactly such a receiver in the lab, but just for BPSK, just one branch, or just biphase transmission. And it was exactly this kind, this design of a receiver that was being used in that experiment. Tako jaz bi rekel, da toliko je za danes zadosti, da ne gremo iskati podrobnosti. Je pa res, da teoretiki se s tem ne ukvarjajo, ne? In to je najtežja stvar za narediti vse skupaj. Ne? So the most difficult task usually is carrier recovery. And theoretical books don't talk about it, because theoreticians don't know that this problem exists. But this is usually the most difficult thing to do. I think this is enough for this course. On Monday we are going to say something about microstrip circuits, but receiver and transmitter design, I should go far more into details to explain how certain things work. I don't have the time to do that. Jaz mislim, da toliko lahko vemo sprejemnike na dajniki, za kar koli več bi morali čisto podrobnost načrtovanja. Zdaj nas sem skušal malo predstaviti v grobem, kako stvari grejo tukaj. Ne?